You're listening to Philip Mountrose on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
There are an incredible transitional information that's coming out there that's getting into the mainstream, because the mainstream has held off alternative things, mostly for monetary purposes and partly consciousness, which is connected with that for many years. It's trying to stave it off, but the gates are breaking down and new things are coming in. And EFT will eventually become mainstream too, even though it's being fought off and censored not to, of course, but it's just inevitably going there because it's so powerful and works so well. It's sort of similar to hypnotherapy, where a lot of people say, you know, I can't be hypnotized, or what is EFT? It seems weird. I haven't heard of that. What I find is that people want the results. So if you can say, gee whiz, I can help you with your fear of speaking, or I can help you with attracting abundance, or whatever it is they want, then in a way they're not that hung up about how they're going to get it. And sometimes make a joke or may be light out of it. Gee whiz, you know, this may look weird, it's kind of strange, and that's okay. And it's proven itself with many people. If this is what you need to do to get what you want, you might want to do it. The first book I wrote was Getting Through to Kids and Problem Solving with Children, a very practical book, and you could use EFT with kids very well, and I have. The reason is it empowers both the child and the adult, because the child doesn't know what to do with all these emotions, and neither does the adult in most cases. And EFT, as we know, is such an elegant tool. I remember when I was teaching emotionally disturbed teenage boys, I did that for actually 9 years. A 16, 17-year-old boy came to our class, and in the class there were a lot of juvenile sex offenders, and he'd come from juvenile hall himself. They wouldn't be in our class unless they were pretty emotionally disturbed and had done a lot of stuff and can't fit in a normal system. And once he realized that they were mostly sex offenders, he was just like, hey, get me out of this class. I can't be around these people. You know, meanwhile, he has, you know, a very violent history himself. This was, like, intolerable for him. Okay, so just send me back to juvenile hall. And so I was talking with him on a timeout area, and I said, well, John, I know you're kind of upset, and I can understand that. And this is a tool, just a little kind of strange little tapping thing you can do. It might make you feel a little better. I can just show you what it's like if you don't mind. And I said, okay, you know. I showed him the basic EFT tapping, and I didn't know, you know, if it would have any effect. He came in Monday, this was on a Friday, and he said, hey, Philip, that stuff seemed to work. I don't know, I feel much better. I don't know what that exactly was, but I was doing a lot of tapping all weekend. The getting through techniques, which my wife Jane and I have developed, are ways to explore issues and explore what a person wants. For instance, one of the persons in our EFT DV2 on the getting through techniques, he had a sore knee and a recurring injury knee. And so we started going into a getting through technique called the holistic process of the different levels of healing. In other words, what's going on physically? Well, we knew that people generally know the problem because they have a physical problem or an emotional problem or both. They actually have both. And the other stuff is the beliefs and the judgments are more unconscious and subtle, so we often aren't aware of those, although they're really at play underneath. Just to use EFT and say I have a sore knee and I can completely love and accept myself, that might work, but it would work only to relieve the pain. So the pain, and you may need physical intervention from a physical specialist or a physician or something too, but EFT does sometimes work on physical things, as you know, quite miraculously. And that's fine if that's all you need, but many times there's something underlying or creating the pain, and if you don't get at that, you're just going to recreate it. In this person's case, he had stretched himself, and I can relate to this while he was mountain climbing, like he had pushed himself too much. And so there was a lot of frustration with the emotional level behind the physical pain. The belief system was I have to really push myself to be a man. I have to prove myself. I have to go beyond. And a lot of people, especially guys, have this belief, and it created an injury. And the deeper judgmental level is, there's something wrong with me, or I'm weak. generally, wherever there's a problem in our life, we're judging ourselves. And there's usually just a handful of judgments. That's kind of a bottom line thing. And it's very stigmatized in our culture to say there's something wrong with me. But the truth of it is, and our culture hasn't quite evolved to the point of realizing this yet, is that that's what's happening when there are problems. We think there's something wrong with us, which is kind of an illusion, a distortion. But nonetheless, it's affecting our life. So the getting through techniques are a way to address an issue, to get to the core. So then with Stephen, the fellow in the DVD, we just said, even though I'm afraid I'll be weak, or even though feel I have to push myself beyond my means, I can still love and accept myself, doing the basic EFT setup affirmation. And then we were able to transform his emotional issues as well as help his knee heal. So the getting through techniques we find are really quite essential for most deeper issues. If there's just a little garden variety mill, like a little bit of stress, a little bit of this and that, EFT by itself is incredible. It's more like, to use a rough analogy, like a hammer. Like I have a hammer, and sometimes I can just hammer, but a lot of times I have to really be intentional and kind of know what I need to do and what angle and how much leverage and so forth. And the getting through technique, such as the holistic process like I described, really shows you how to be precise. So when you do EFT, you can be much more effective. It shortens the time, it's more profound, and I think the results can be more lasting in that way, because the person understands what it was instead of just more like a pill or a symptom, like I'll tap on these points like taking a pill and now the pain goes away. And that's great that we have that option. But a lot of times, especially for deeper, more core issues that really affect people, they really need to know what's going on beyond it to change the pattern. People generally know there's a problem because there's a physical and or emotional stressor going on. So start there. I'll give you a story. A woman, I did a teleclass, a phone seminar, and she had the presenting problem with a hurt wrist. Instead of just doing EFT, like we said, even though I have a hurt wrist, I love and accept myself, which may or may not help the problem. You can start to go into the underlying issues, which may or may not help the physical. In this lady's case, I asked her to breathe into the wrist, and it could have been just she was anxious, and that's what the emotion was. I said, "What are you anxious about?" She was going out into the workforce and didn't know if she could succeed. So there's the third level. I don't know if I can succeed. That's a belief, a limiting belief. So physical, the wrist hurt, emotional, anxious, limiting belief, won't succeed. And the judgment, the deeper level, which people, especially guys, have a problem admitting to, but is really helpful if you want to get deep healing, is there's something wrong with me. I mentioned that earlier, that judgment, that personal distortion, identifying with yourself as something wrong with you. So then we were able to do the EFT, and even though I don't think I'm going to succeed in the workplace, I can love and accept myself, because she really understood what it was about. And a couple rounds later, she felt very good. She emailed me after the teleclass and said her wrist felt fine too. So it was very quick. If you're not sure where to start with the physical or the emotional, and use the holistic process, which is described in our new book, The Heart and Soul of EFT, in our first book, and it's on our DVDs and in our audios. We have it in many processes. It's one of the most powerful things anyone could ever do to heal themselves. It's incredibly powerful and easy to do. A quick story, when we were writing our first EFT book, Getting Through to Your Emotions with EFT, the editor was learning about EFT just by reading our book carefully, of course, and she went to the hairdresser, and the hairdresser there was very angry that day. I guess he was having a kind of a bad hair day himself, and she said, "Hey, I learned this kind of strange technique. It might help with your anger. Would you mind if I showed you? It just takes a few seconds." And she showed him, just based on what she read about her book, I just thought the basic EFT. The anger, which he said was about a 10, went to 0, just sort of immediately. Another person who I showed EFT 2 years ago, I remember a massage therapist, he then showed his wife, who had agoraphobia, which is a very serious thing about afraid to leave your house, fear of being in open spaces. She'd had it for many years, and that completely turned her around. She was able to go all kinds of places just by him showing her how to do the tapping. So there are miraculous things. I remember a person bought one of our books, and he had some knee problems, and it just went away, and he called up and ordered a whole bunch of books just to give to his friends. He was so amazed. EFT is great as just a stopgap. Everyone should know it as a first aid toolkit for stress, and try it on anything, as Gary Craig says. But for most people we work with, and individually, and we teach in our holistic healing courses here in California, is to really go deeper, how to use it for really soul development, for transforming core techniques to really live your life purpose and have a joyous life. And that's going to take more than just EFT by itself. But by itself, it is extraordinary, too.